Good morning, everyone. Just wanted to take time before the homily, before the Mass and the homily, to talk a little bit about matters COVID and matters vaccine. Over the last week or so, you surely have heard Governor Whitmer's "My Vac to Normal" challenge, all right? And the idea that we can get back to normal when increasing percentages of Americans get vaccinated, and in particular, Michiganders. I was not going to get the vaccine, and then I was thinking my plans this summer were to fly to Scotland, and I thought, well, they're going to require that I have my vaccine passport. So I got the first jab. I encouraged my parents, because they were at risk, to get the jab. My brother, Dan, and don't worry, my homily in the normal time is going to be very short today. Yeah, I know you're saying, we'll believe that when we see it, but it will be. My brother is, he would say himself, obese. And he said, it's the first time my obesity has been to my medical benefit, because he got to be vaccinated earlier than some of you have been vaccinated, and I don't call that judgment into question at all. I think we should have seen this as something for those who are most vulnerable. But over the last week and a half, I've been doing more research on the uncertainties about the long term and adverse reactions of the vaccine. And I have to tell you that I'm concerned, and I think for good reason. At the end of Mass, not now, lest you read this instead of pray, you'll find this. There's a brief snippet from an NIH, National Institutes of Health, article basically saying that publishing the relative benefits risk-wise, which you've heard, 95%. Anyone heard that figure, 95%? Right, we've heard it. But not publishing the absolute risk benefit is unethical. I think that's true. Drug manufacturers and others have a perverse incentive to get as many people getting the jab as possible. And I'm not saying that you are wrong to get the jab, but what I will say is that it is very dangerous to have children who have a long life ahead of them to get the vaccine with uncertain effects. The government cannot mandate this vaccine by law because it's an emergency use authorization. It is by definition untested. We are the test, those of us who've had the vaccine. So you've heard 95%. The absolute risk avoidance for the Pfizer vaccine is 0.7%. The absolute risk benefit for the Moderna is 1.1%. So the math is laid out on this sheet. But what that means is, when you look at the cost-benefit ratio, it's very low. The benefit is very low. In absolute terms, the potential cost, and I'm thinking especially about my younger sisters, increasingly, there have been results after a vaccine, hasn't been proven, of menstrual irregularities, even spontaneous abortions. A doctor who was pregnant and has had more children than just the one that she lost at 18 weeks after the jab, the poke, the vaccine, sensed something was wrong and there was a fetal demise, and she delivered an 18-week-old stillborn baby. It doesn't happen to everybody, but you know, in the placenta, there's a spike protein. Have you heard that word before, spike protein? There's 20 spike proteins in the human body. Every drug, every vaccine has adverse effects. So why would we allow our children to be experiments and potentially, some of them, infertile? Out of a vanishingly small benefit for them. I wish in some respects we'd have just let the COVID burn through our school and get natural immunity that isn't targeted to the spike protein, but it's the whole vaccine, the virus, all right? Now, you might say, Father, you're not a doctor. You don't play one on TV. I'm not on TV right now. But my invitation to you is, will you please grab this sheet and read it and pray about it? And if you've gotten the jab, as I have, one of two, it is what it is. The Lord is sovereign. He's allowed it. But please, protect the children. We will never demand that any children who come to our school or preschool be vaccinated. We will never do it. Never. There are some, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but this, brothers and sisters, is reckless. There's a lot of medical professionals who will not become the experiment, all right? One last note. I heard yesterday on a podcast from, and I'll link to these in an email. If you want to get the email updates, I won't do this often, but I'm going to send out an email in coming days that lists these studies. These are scientific studies. Let's explore them. Use your heart, your mind, and your will. Heather Hying and Brett Weinstein are biologists, and they've been very cautious looking at the uncertainty. And they said there was a recent study, and they haven't yet read it. You might say, well, why are you doing this? What they said was, in animal studies, mammal studies, the vaccine that creates the spike protein that creates the antibodies, that spike protein led to COVID-like symptoms. Just the spike protein. So what is intended to help us? Can you think of a federal policy that has intended to do good but has led to harm? I can think of a few. The experts want us to just shut up and be sheep. Well, we are sheep, but not theirs. Not theirs, all right? So, what I said as I was coming back from coffee and donuts, and yes, there are coffee and donuts. Why are there coffee and donuts? Because Christos Anesti. Right, it's not the only reason there are coffee and donuts, but Christ is risen. He is truly risen. The East and the West have come together in proclaiming that Christ is risen. Let's pray for each other. And brothers and sisters, if you hear about friends who are going to have their kids vaccinated, maybe a graduating senior has been told by University of Michigan or Michigan State, you cannot come to campus without being vaccinated and say, well, I'm going to go someplace else. That's the right answer, brothers and sisters. Let us live not by lies. Come what may, come whatever may. I am surprised that there's been such an aggressive push, and I'm sad that I didn't look at the relative risk-benefit and the absolute risk-benefit prior to this past week. But the Lord works. Let's be wise, brothers and sisters, and pray for our civil and our religious leaders. I think they mean well. I hope they mean well. But regardless of that, we have a mind and a heart and a will, and the Lord gives us freedom. Let us retain that freedom, come what may, come whatever may. Amen.